Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operations Officer at FTR. Today, we'll be looking at the economic insights from the week of December 14th through the 18th, 2015, along with upcoming economic releases. With the Fed's first move out of the way, investors turned attention to when the next U.S. policy tightening will be. The Fed followed through with its plan to start normalizing interest rates last week. The 25 basis point increase for the federal funds rate will still keep rates low. The post-meeting statement reinforced a gradual pace of the normalization. The Fed funds rate is expected to rise barely above 1% by the end of next year. Financial markets have begun to adjust with some added volatility, a good sign as adjustments wring out some of the financial instability. The Fed statement alluded to bringing down its balance sheet, but not until normalization is well underway. Next week will be short on days and on data due to the Christmas holiday. Third quarter GDP is expected to be revised lower, and durable goods should show that manufacturing continues to struggle. New home sales will likely rise modestly in November, while existing home sales track lower. We should see a small gain in incomes, while consumption remains unchanged. The economy still has strength in employment growth and auto consumption and housing. All of this despite noted weakness in trade and manufacturing. The outlook for the economy is still solid, but not robust. Last week, the consumer price index was unchanged for November, yet the core rate rose 0.2%. Overall, annual inflation is still weak, but the core rate is near 2%, a sustainable pace. Industrial production fell more than 0.5%, almost entirely due to outsized drops in mining and utilities. Manufacturing levels were unchanged as it faces stiff headwinds from the strong dollar and weak global growth, as well as declining energy investment and an inventory correction. We should see very modest production gains in 2016 as the inventory correction winds down, but the other weights on manufacturing linger. Construction is currently replacing some of the weakness in manufacturing. However, single-family starts are running ahead of permits, suggesting only modest activity for the next few months. Last week's economic data focused on the Fed funds rate. As widely expected, the Federal Open Market Committee raised the target for the Fed funds rate by 25 basis points, going from 0.25% to 0.5%. Interest rates remain low and are unlikely to have a big impact on housing, autos, or consumption. Any change in rates typically takes a long time to show up in the real economy. The statement noted that the Fed anticipates gradual increases in the funds rate. The word gradual has been used by Chairwoman Janet Yellen in several speeches. The word implies that the Fed policy will be data dependent. The FOMC expects inflation will move forward despite the current downward impact of the dollar and oil prices. The key question will be the speed of tightening over the next year. Another question will be how the Fed handles the large balance sheet. And odds are the Fed will be slow in unwinding its assets. On the international front, Euro area industrial production climbed nearly 2% in October from a year earlier, exceeding expectations. Month-to-month production increased more than 0.5%, snapping 2 months of declines. The October rebound was driven by a broad-based expansion across industrial categories. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, it will be a short week, but several key items will be released. It starts with the final reading for the third quarter GDP, released on Tuesday, December 22nd at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. We look for third quarter growth to be revised from 2.1% to 1.8%. the economy still remains on track for a decent 2016 as consumption and employment are holding up. Manufacturing is expected to pick up a little in the second half of the year as the inventory correction and energy declines fade. November existing home sales will follow at 10 a.m. Tuesday. We look for existing home sales to fall from 5.26 million to 5.16 million. Pending home sales softened, pointing to lower existing home sales. Inventory levels will be important, but fundamentals are still good for housing. The Advanced Durable Goods Report for November will be released on Wednesday, December 23rd at 8:30 a.m. October's jump in orders should be temporary. The increase was driven by aircraft orders, and we anticipate some payback. November personal income will also be released on Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. Personal income will likely rise 0.2%, down from its year-to-date average of a 0.4% increase. The GDP deflator, a key inflation metric, will likely remain unchanged for the month. That would also leave it unchanged from a year earlier. And finally, November new home sales will be released on Wednesday, December 23rd at 10 a.m. After bouncing around for the last few months, new home sales are likely to settle down soon. Sales are projected to rise from 495,000 to just over 500,000. This would leave sales slightly above its three-month average. For everyone at FTR, we wish you the best holiday and look forward to helping you improve your transportation intelligence in 2016.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.